It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Marshall Terry. That's the title track from John Coltrane's Giant Steps, a song that continues to make legions of saxophonists sweat as a practice template with its dazzling display of technique.
What are we, almost 60 years later? I mean, it's still considered the measuring stick.
That's Charlotte saxophonist Philip Wack, who's not only taking on the song, but the whole album. He's playing it live tonight and tomorrow at the Blumenthal Stage Door Theater. Like most full-time musicians, Wack wears many hats. He tours overseas in a funk band. He plays regularly at a local church. And you might also catch him in a cover band at a wedding. Playing Giant Steps in its entirety is the most difficult project he's ever taken on. And he's doing it for one reason.
Just getting out of my comfort zone, just deciding, hey, you know, I'm just ready to take on this challenge. Whether I fall flat on my face or whether I succeed, I don't know about whose standards that'll be, but I just decided, hey, it's just time to put on your big boy pants and do this, you know. And it's something that I've been contemplating for quite a while now, but there comes a time in a musician, a serious musician's journey, where he or she should want to do whatever entails getting to the next level. And there's many things that are part of that, but for me, at this particular moment, is playing Giant Steps.
The record was released in 1960, and it was a big step forward for Coltrane. Wack says he was beginning to use advanced harmonies that put him in a class of his own.
He would take normal jazz standards and kind of reharmonize them. He'd put substitutions over them, and the way he approached those sounds with those harmonies, that had never been done before. It's still like calculus for a lot of musicians.
Wack picks up his tenor sax and walks me through the towering song as best he can with no other musicians in the room.
So what I just played was 1-3-5, 1-3-5-7, you know, over the chord changes. So in jazz theory, the different tones of the notes in each chord. Once you really get to understand how the chords relate to one another, then you try to work on being more melodic.
Do you remember the first time you heard Giant Steps?
Yeah, actually, it was my freshman year at Brevard College. I remember borrowing someone's CD and probably wearing it out. It was probably a couple of weeks or maybe months until I gave it back. But even at that point, I didn't understand what he was doing, but there was just something about that Giant Steps recording that kind of resonated with me, even though I wasn't aware exactly what it was at the time. I just knew that it spoke to my soul.
Wack is not recreating Giant Steps. That's not possible, he says. What he's actually doing is interpreting it in his own way.
It's all about individuality. It's all about what you have to contribute. What's your sound? What have your experiences been like? You know, Herbie Hancock said one time, and he put it brilliantly, he said, you can hear a musician's triumph and struggle in his sound, a great musician. You can hear his life's experiences in his sound. And when he said that, I was like, that's something to ponder about, things that make you go, So, yeah.
Do you think you've reached that point with your sound?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I guess it depends on who you ask. I mean, if I thought I was a decent enough player and if I thought I had reached everything, that I would quit. But the journey is to never quit, no matter what level you reach. You always want to keep evolving. You always want to keep searching. And that's what Train and Bird and, you know, Miles and Disney, I mean, all the great, you know, forefathers before us, that's what they did. I mean, and that's what made them such big trailblazers. But we have to be our own trailblazer. It's not about trying to reach their level, even though it's inspiring to try to do that, but it's about reaching your level.
That's Philip Wack and his saxophone. He's performing John Coltrane's landmark album Giant Steps in its entirety tonight and tomorrow at the Blumenthal Stage Door Theater. You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE.